to Talking Tech and Learning in District 205, your home for quick, bite-sized tips to support learning activities in your classroom.
Hi, this is Matt, and I am coming to you from an Amtrak coach heading to the heart of downtown Chicago. I apologize first for the lateness of this episode, as I was a little busy over the weekend, and number two, what I imagine may be some less than perfect audio quality while aboard the train. In case you're interested, I am heading to Chicago's Google headquarters to learn more about Google's somewhat new Applied Digital Skills curriculum. You can find their published curriculum at applieddigitalskills.withgoogle.com. The way I see it so far, the curriculum side is divided into two main areas. The first area is for middle and high school students, where I've spent most of my time. Click on the curriculum tab, and below that you'll see the words filter by and audience. Change the filter view to middle and high school students, and you'll see a listing of project-based activities for students starting around grade 7. Or you can then further filter it down by state, grade level, and standard to find exactly what you need for your class. Or, like I did, you can just browse the listing of lesson units and explore on your own. There are about a dozen lessons for secondary students at this time, but I would imagine that there will be more as Google develops this further. I'll let you know more, if I can, after tomorrow's meeting. Some of the current activities are single activity lessons that may take one or two class periods. Others are units of several activities strung together that may take anywhere from 3 to 9 clock hours to complete. The lessons and units appear to focus on authentic instruction and assessment ideas, like making budgets, planning and coordinating events, researching topics, and so on, for real-world application. Through the lesson activities, students are guided by videos of real people explaining the topics and showing the steps. Students learn how to use G Suite tools through these activities rather than learning the tools in isolation and then figuring out how to apply them later. The range of tools is quite impressive. For example, one of the activities I've explored is researching and developing a topic. It covers a lot of the basics you would expect, like using Google Search, evaluating sources, and so on, but it also teaches kids how to code a pop-up message every time a reader opens their document. Amazing! The site offers complete lesson plans and rubrics to help you deliver and assess the lessons. The tutorials also have transcripts embedded below each video. Lesson plans also include class period starters, extension ideas, and activities for the I'm done, now what do I do kids that you will inevitably have in your class. The second part of the curriculum contains learning activities for faculty and higher ed learners. To be quite honest, I've spent most of my time perusing the student-focused lessons, and I haven't really had time to explore this part yet, so I'm really looking forward to learning more about this tomorrow. Thanks again for listening. Remember to drop by Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, or wherever you happen to be listening today, and give me a review. You can also leave me a voice message through the Anchor app if you'd like to participate in this podcast or ask questions for me to answer during a future episode. Thanks for listening.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.